Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Daf Ches, Menachas 8b, pagination is 16, and we'll start from the bottom of the page, about seven lines up in the middle of the line with the word Gufa. Now, in general, we know that there are two types of karbanos, categories, that are brought throughout the year. One is Kodshei Kodoshim, the higher level, and the other is Kodshim Kalim, the lower level of Karbanos. We've encountered a number of differences in terms of where they can be eaten, for example. Our focus is where you are going to be able to shecht the Karban, and we know that the Kodshei Kodoshim are done b'tzafon, the north part of the Azara, north of the Mizbeach, so that coming into the Beis HaMikdash, as you walk straight, facing the Kodshei Kodoshim, towards the right of the Mizbeach would be that area designated for Kodshei Kodoshim. And Kodshim Kalim, the lesser level, has a more liberal definition, and anywhere in the Azara is acceptable. Omar Rabbi Yochanan said, Shlomim sheshachtan beheichol kesherin. If a person went ahead and shecht a shlomim, which is kodshim kalim, the lesser level, and he shechted in the heichol, the area that we call the kodesh, that's the place that has the small mizbeach, the menorah, and the shulchan, says Rabbi Yochanan, not that it's recommended, not that you're supposed to do it, but if you did it, it's kosher. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'shachatu pesach oel moed, you shecht such karbanos by the opening of the oel moed, v'lo yei tafel chomor mina ikur, and it shouldn't be more strict. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan deduces that if the Azara is acceptable, well, the Kodesh is certainly going to also be acceptable. Might not be ideal, wasn't the place you were supposed to do it, but it's for sure going to work. Now, interestingly, on Amud Aleph of today's daf, we encountered a similar type of discussion regarding a Karban Mincha. On the third line of Amud Aleph, we find Mincha Shekamtsa Beheichol Kishera. A Mincha, that's this flower type of offering, that you did the Kemitza in the Heichol, what we call the Kodesh, is going to be kosher, and the reason that's given is Shekein Matzino Besilek Pazichen, because removing the utensils that have the Levona in it is like an act of Kemitza regarding the Lechem HaPanim that are on the Shulchan. And if that could be done in the Heichal, so any Mincha can be done in the Heichal. Again, doesn't mean it's supposed to be done that way, but it would be kosher. Over here, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have the Mincha to rely on. He doesn't have the Bezichin to rely on. He's based on a Pasuk and a Svara. Lo yei tafel chomer mina ikur, the oel moed shouldn't be any worse. Meisve, the Gemara continues. We're four lines up on Amud Beis. I'll ask you a question on Rabbi Yochanan's rule that you could bring Kodshim Kalim, do the Shechita inside the Kodesh. Here's the case. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, if you had a case where non-Jews surrounded the Azara, imagine the last stand on Tisha B'Av morning. The Goyim are pushing in on the Beis HaMikdash and they want to be able to bring another Karban. Sha'akohanim nichnosim leheichol. The Kohanim can go into the Heichal, what we call the Kodesh, v'ochlim b'kodshei kodeshim u'shiyarei menachos. Actually, he's not bringing the Karban, he's eating. The Kohanim want to do the avoda of eating the carbon? How do you know that they could eat inside the Kodesh? Talmud Lomar, Bakodesh HaKodeshim Tochlenu. There's a pasuk in Parshas Korach, Bamidbar Yudches, it's Psukim Tes and Yud, that says that in the Kodesh Kadoshim you could eat. And Rashi says it doesn't mean the Azara, because that we know you're able to do. And you might ask, why doesn't it mean the Kodesh Kadoshim literally? And we might answer, that's understood, because that's restricted. Only the Kohen Gadol goes in on Yom Kippur with special parameters. So what is the word Kodesh, Kadoshim? What are those words coming to include? It's coming to include that you could eat the karban inside the Kodesh. V'alama likra, according to Rabbi Yochanan's teaching, that the Kodesh should not be worse than the Azara. Lema b'chatzar ol mod yochluha. Why don't you just say that all of these karbanos are able to be eaten in the courtyard of the Ohel Moed, v'lo yehi tafel chama min ha'ikar, and the Kodesh shouldn't be any worse. If that's the logic, so hey, just apply the logic, and you should be able to eat in the Kodesh as well. And the Gemara answers, avoda, service, shchita, which is what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about when he made his kal v'chomer, his kol shekein, when he said it's certainly permitted in the Kodesh, that shchita de adam ovid b'makom rabo amrinon shelo yei tafel chomer min ha'ikar. You could argue that the Kodesh, which is holier and better, shouldn't be worse than the Azara, because people do avoda in front of the Rebbe, in front of the Master. Avoda, even more so, you do it in front of the Master. But achila, but eating, she'ino democha b'makom rabo, a person doesn't eat in front of his Rebbe, his Master. Taima dekosav kara, it's only because we have a pasuk, that's the pasuk that he mentions on the top line of Tesamad Aleph, Bekodesh HaKodeshim Tochlenu, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira needed. It's only because there's a pasuk, a lokosav kara, if not for the pasuk, lo yei tafo chomu min ha'ikar lo amrinon, and you can't make a kol shekein, you can't make a certainty of logic, because you're talking about eating, and the closer you get to the Master, it could be you don't eat in his presence. It's only because of a pasuk that you could do it. This Gemara highlights the principle that a kal v'chomer is vulnerable. It sounds very powerful. The Kodesh should be even more opportune to do mitzvahs, but there's a restriction because there's a svara that if the service that you're doing is eating, maybe that's not proper to be done in front of the Rebbe. The basic limud that we have here is Rabbi Yochanan teaching us that a shlamim that you shecht in the heichal is still kosher, even though it wasn't the place that we were supposed to shecht it. Indeed, the Rambam in Maisa Karbanos Perek Hei points out that this is referring to shlamim and karbanos like it, karbanos that are kachim kalim, and therefore can be eaten any place in the Azara, can be shecht any place in the Azara. If you were dealing with kodshe kodoshim, though, they're supposed to be shecht in the tzafon, in the north, and the kodesh is not the north of the mizbeach, and therefore that wouldn't work. So kodshe kodoshim indeed have to be done in their place, but it's kachim kalim that have a more liberal place for shchita, so the kodesh would also be acceptable. The Rambam records this in Halacha Dalid, v'im shachtam, if you did do the shchita, beheichol, in the kodesh, kesherim, it would be kasha. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.